our custom is that when we say Yale V'yavo and benching, we don't conclude the Yale V'yavo speaking about God being king. We don't say Melech Chanun V'rachum, but rather we say Kikel Chanun V'rachum Ata. You are the potent one who is compassionate and merciful. And the idea here is that Yale V'yavo appears in the third blessing of benching. And that third blessing is really the benching that was about the Davidic dynasty, about the kingship in Israel, the royalty in Israel. And we're talking about the kings of the house of David. And we purposely, in that blessing, do not mention God's kingship because we don't want to compare, so to speak, the two kings, the king in heaven and the king down below. So we purposely, when we speak about God in that blessing, we don't use the word melech, even though ordinarily these go hand in hand, melech hanun v'rachum. But here we purposely say kel hanun v'rachum. Now, if there are people who have the custom and they say melech hanun v'rachum, so we don't tell them, hey, you're wrong. You should say kel hanun v'rachum, because we say they're of the opinion that Yale V'yavo goes separately. And then in the blessing of Rachim, so there we say Val Malchut Beit David Mishichecha, there we spoke about the kingship of David. And in the Yale V'yavo, there we speak to God. So it's not the end of the world. Yeah.